Most of you know that my older sister, Lucia, was a police officer in St. Paul, Minnesota. She actually retired last year, something I can tell you my parents were very grateful for. I once asked my mom how she dealt with the danger that my sister faced every single time that she went to work. She said she actually had resigned herself to the fact that that particular job always entailed great risk, and she couldn't do anything about it, so she simply had no choice but to worry every day and, of course, increase the amount of prayer that she did for my sister. Well, one day some years ago, Lucia asked me if I could attend a dinner in St. Paul at which she was going to be awarded the Medal of Honor. She also said, you know, it's no big deal if you can't make it, but it is the highest award that a police officer can receive in the city, and the mayor would be there to give it to her. I said, well, of course I'll come. I'll go to that. But then I asked her, but what did you do to deserve that honor? And she simply replied this way, oh, I guess it was because I was shot at and survived. Shot at and survived. Of course, there is more to the story than that. She actually ended up arresting the man, and she kept a lot of innocent people safe. So it was a little bit more than simply being shot at. I had no clue that she hadn't been involved in any kind of shootout at any time throughout her career until that moment. And it was then that I became even more aware of the risk, the incredible risk that she faced every single day in her service to the people of St. Paul. Our scripture readings, my friends, today speak about great risks and trust that the risks, even to life and limb, if done for the right reasons, in the end, always have their reward. The widow in Zarephath risked the last bit of food she had for herself and for her son in order to feed the prophet Elijah. And in return, she who was scrounging for some sticks so she could make that last bit of food for herself, what happened? She wouldn't go hungry, even for a year. The widow in the gospel, she's not named, but she gives out of her need in comparison to the scribes and all the other rich people who only give out of their excess. And they do it as a show for all people to be able to see. Though he doesn't say it directly, I think Jesus seems to suggest that the generous widow's eventual reward for her risk and for her generosity will be great. Of course, we all know of the great sacrifice of Jesus himself, who bought us forgiveness of our sins and everlasting life, paid with the risk of his own blood, as mentioned by St. Paul in our second reading. Risk. Think of that word, risk. It was something that my mom always told me to avoid at all costs. Insurance sellers will certainly tell you, avoid risk. And I don't think I've ever met a driver's education instructor who said, yeah, take as many risks as you want, kid. That's not the way it goes. Yet there are times that risk is a necessity in life. Stockbrokers will tell you that if you want big rewards, then you have to take some risks. The best athletes will tell you that risk also brings reward. I've already told you about the risks that police officers face every single day. How about firefighters? Think of the ones out in California now. All those fires going on, they're taking incredible risk. And what about people in the armed forces? Yes, they are calculated risks, but nonetheless, risk is a part of their jobs. Let me give you another recent example from California. I'm sure you heard of the shooting in Thousand Oaks. It was a nightclub, I think. And there was a police officer who ran in while the shooting was happening. Why? To try to save some lives. He went in with great risk. And in the end, he lost his life trying to save people. Well, I think that when it comes to our faith life, when it comes to giving our lives over for Jesus Christ, I don't think there is any mitigating our risks. We are asked, my friends, to risk everything for Him. Our time, our money, yes, even our lives. I think many of us grew up thinking that risking our livelihood or even our lives for Jesus Christ was just something for, you know, those priests and those nuns that go off as missionaries to some faraway lands that we will never be in. Perhaps living in a country like ours where freedom of religion is the rule of the land, maybe that's lulled us into thinking that there really isn't that much cost in following Jesus Christ. And you know, those televangelists that will preach the prosperity gospel, I have to tell you, I'm not sure that they've read the same scripture readings that I myself have read, where Jesus actually says, take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. To be honest, I have to confess, we as leaders in the church haven't always been forthright in letting you know the demands that Jesus Christ makes on his disciples, as well as the rewards that come with that great risk in following him. And I also suspect that cultural Catholicism may have played a part as well. Let me tell you what cultural Catholicism is. It's the idea that someone can be and is Catholic, you know, only because their parents or ancestors were, not because they make a concrete decision to follow Jesus Christ and to be Catholic, and yes, even to live that life fully. And so I do think that cultural Catholicism has played a part. Well, I do think, my friends, we need to realize that the time of cultural Catholicism, it's over. It's done. We are asked to be like the two widows in our scripture readings today, ready to risk everything for love of God. Maybe we have also assumed, like many people nowadays, that as long as, you know, we're nice people and I haven't killed anybody, well then everyone who's nice is going to get up to heaven anyway. But I've never seen that as a teaching of the church. And that certainly isn't what Jesus Christ says in the scriptures that I've read. Will Jesus comfort us? Yes, always. Will he constantly lavish us with his love and his grace? Yes. But he also asks us to be like those widows. Be like that widow in Zarephath or that widow in the gospel reading, ready to give, not just from our excess, but from our very livelihood. Heck, the widow in Zarephath, remember this, she didn't risk just herself. She risked the life of her own son in giving everything. And then she was greatly rewarded. Now, I hope you don't think that I'm trying to preach doom and gloom to you. That is not my goal. But I do think that we will be and are already called to give more of ourselves than in the past. Maybe for a time it was even fashionable to be Catholic. I remember reading a book way back when I was in seminary back in the 80s and early 90s. It said that the Catholic Church in this country really made it when we finally had a Catholic president. And when you looked at things like Congress and the Supreme Court, all of a sudden there were more Catholics in Congress and on the Supreme Court, and actually more Catholics who led these 500 CEOs, Fortune 500 companies, more than any other religion. It seemed like we had made it as Catholics. But firstly due to the faults of the leadership of the church in this present crisis of abuse that we find ourselves in right now, and also partly due to how our society more and more looks at religious faith as something to be avoided, being Catholic is not fashionable. I just read in the newspaper this morning, in the Minneapolis paper, the fastest growing religion in Minnesota is the ones that are saying none, nothing. It isn't fashionable to be Catholic. Oftentimes now, it will be looked down upon. And so, my friends, I do believe that now and in the future, we will have to make a concrete choice. Will I risk my all for Jesus Christ, or won't I? The risk, my friends, is real, but so are the rewards.